Michael Osterholm is a specialist in infectious diseases at the University of Minnesota. He's been looking into what sort of damage a crop dusting plane could do if it fell into the wrong hands. He tells us quite a lot.
Unfortunately, a crop dusting plane is a very effective mechanism for disseminating a biologic agent if that agent is in a prepared manner to be put on that plane, meaning if it's a powder for a dry powder spray or a liquid where it's in a slurry that would go. But in that case, the ability to actually take out an entire large city is a real possibility. And in fact, in 1993, the Office of Technology Assessment did a review of what would happen if a terrorist were to take basically a small amount, relative small in the sense of saying about the size of what you'd use to put fertilizer on your lawn, of anthrax spores and ran a line just across Washington, D.C. And they estimate there that you'd be talking well up to 1.4 to 2 million deaths in the Washington, D.C. area.
Just putting the anthrax spores into the crop dusting tanks there?
Just putting it into the crop duster, literally flying along a line that would take the wind and drift it across a city like Washington, D.C. would do that. It would be odorless. You wouldn't have any idea it was there. It would be days before anyone could, in fact, tell that this was being done. And even if it was largely ineffective, meaning that somehow it just didn't work well, you're still talking about potentially tens of thousands of cases, not hundreds of thousands of cases, to millions of cases. You know, a lot of people hearing that say that's you know, hysterical, that's somehow taken over the edge, you're scaring people needlessly. This country has to wake up to the possibility that there is an expertise out there worldwide. The Russians developed it, and now it's gone to the seven winds with in terms of the destruction of the former Soviet Union. We know rogue nations have developed this. Getting this into the hands of motivated people, they can do this.
We're talking about anthrax. What else? Smallpox would be a possibility?
Smallpox is another example. For those naysayers this past week who have said it's very difficult to disseminate these kinds of agents, you know, we have worried for some time about the mere fact of somebody like Bin Laden getting 40 or 50 warriors together in a room, intentionally infecting them, and then putting them on planes such that when they become ill, 10 to 14 days later, and they become highly infectious, all they need to be doing is walking around in the subways, in the train stations, on buses, in large shopping centers, and they would very effectively, just by breathing, communicate this to lots of people. Now, people may say you're giving the bad guys ideas. Well, the bad guys have these ideas already. It's us that don't understand that even something that technologically simple, much like box cutters, could in fact have tremendous implications.
If Governor Tom Ridge of Pennsylvania, who's going to take the Homeland Security job, calls you and says, okay, Michael, what should we do?
We actually have a series of priorities that really must be put into place and quickly. One is we've got to look carefully at the vaccine and antibiotics stockpiles we have in this country. We need new vaccines desperately, and we need to do everything we can to expedite those, both in terms of smallpox, which is in process, but if we can accelerate it, it's obviously going to help us a great deal. We don't have a national stockpile of anthrax vaccine. That is a disaster right now waiting to happen. Second of all, we have to understand that our public health system in this country has deteriorated greatly over the past decades. We put a lot into the first responders of the traditional sense, the police and fire, but we have let this public health infrastructure go. I was in charge of one of the largest vaccination programs in this country in an emergency setting where we had to vaccinate 30,000 people in a Minnesota community for meningitis. We have one of the best health departments in the United States here, and that effort stretched us to the very nth of our existence. If you suddenly confronted me with the need to vaccinate 2.5 Twin City residents, I can't even imagine how to begin. We need to deal with those issues now, and we've known about them, and we just haven't dealt with them.
Dr. Osterholm, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much.
Michael Osterholm is director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota.